And we take you now to a place called Turquoise Mountain in Afghanistan. You're hearing sounds from a basement classroom in Kabul. There, masters of the ancient crafts are teaching new students masonry, calligraphy, wood carving. The sound we're hearing was recorded when I was last in Afghanistan in 2006. A young man chipped away on a large piece of walnut with a chisel and hammer. Across the room sat an older man working more delicately with wood. I was introduced by Rory Stewart, who founded Turquoise Mountain.
This is Ustad Abdul Hadi, and he's the last great Nuristani woodwork master in Kabul. Nuristan, an area in northeastern Afghanistan, which was converted to Islam very, very recently, only just over 100 years ago. So in the designs here are echoes of much older pagan designs, some of them going right back 400-500 years.
Rory Stewart tells us that the work goes on to preserve Afghanistan's old crafts. Today, Turquoise Mountain is the only place teaching the old ways to the next generation. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.